Tua.
We lost Tua. Tua is out for the year. The Alabama quarterback was hurt in a blowout win over Mississippi State just before halftime. They were up 35-7. Tua was still in the game, according to Nick Saban, to practice a two-minute drill. It was going to be, according to Nick Saban, his final drive of the game. He was brought down by two Bulldogs. He was rolling to his left, third down, and had a bloody nose. I mean, man, he got lit up. He got lit up on that play, and that was certainly not the worst of it. It's a hip injury, and he's I believe he's already had surgery on it, or he's having surgery on it today.
I think he just came through, it sounds like.
Yeah, so just had surgery on his hip, dislocated hip, and also a posterior wall fracture. That sounds really freaking painful. I don't know, what is a wall fracture? That sounds terrible.
The Alabama statement says Tua underwent successful surgery on his right hip Monday morning in Houston. Procedure went as planned, and he is resting comfortably. His prognosis is excellent. We expect him to make a full recovery. He will return to Tuscaloosa in the next several days to begin his rehab. We were talking earlier about how much money they spent on Tua and his recovery to get him ready for LSU, and now you're talking about this is his fourth surgery, by the way.
I was at the game, and the attention to him is remarkable at a football game.
Who was the woman that, just curious, did y'all see the woman that
from
was
ESPN?
With him on? No. It's weird, and I sometimes I have these random observations, but the woman that was on the cart taking him out, she was almost emotional, too, almost like patting him, like to calm. You know what I'm saying? I just wondered if she was looked like a mother, almost in the sense it wasn't just a typical, you know, you see a grad assistant trying to hold his leg or something, or some doctor trying to, this was a mom that was almost trying to console him and keep him. Anyway, I just wondered who that was. Sad news, clearly, because you wonder how this is going to, forget Alabama this year, set that to the side. What about to his career?
Yeah.
And if you heard Mike Tannenbaum this morning, he's already talking about it. I'm sure this is the talk of GMs everywhere, too. Hell, you had, we figured some teams were tanking. For Tua, Mike Tannenbaum this morning on Get Up said, as a result of this kid's fourth surgery now, that if you're going to take a chance on Tua, you do it at the bottom of the first round at the earliest. We're talking about a guy that we thought, you know, at one point team's going to lose to get, right? At the least be the first quarterback taken off the board. Now we're talking about possibly seeing him taken at the end of the first round. I think, John, you were telling me off air, you've seen some speculation, maybe it's not even in the first round. I mean, wow. And I know they've shown the videos of him in the hospital bed, right? And he's trying to keep his spirits up. But my gosh, what a costly decision to keep him in, because you're not just affecting your chances, right, to get back in this thing. Can you still make the college football playoff? We'll see. But it's his career that's also on the line. So look, he'll get his opportunity in the NFL. You just wonder now, is it going to be with a completely different, you know, squad? Teams are, again, going to tank for him. Now, is he going to be with some team that's going to take a, you know, got the 21st, 22nd pick in the draft? Doesn't necessarily need to run a quarterback out there.
Yep.
Maybe has some more time to hold him for a year. Then you put him out there like a Chargers.
Yep.
And you know, maybe it's one of them, somebody like that.
No doubt.
We'll see. But this is going to have major effect on his career going forward.
Well, yeah, and obviously now the majority of the discussion centers around Nick Saban's decision to have him in the game. I mean, that is sort of what the talking point of it is, you know, regardless of sort of where he goes in this draft. But I guess the two things are related. You know, Nick Saban's defense was that, you know, he wanted to have him practice for a two-minute drill. But there are people who are, you know, who are really upset by this, who are really upset by the fact that he's in this blowout. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of Derek Carr. Derek Carr, you guys will remember. I know you certainly will remember, Jason, because he was having an MVP-caliber year.
I liked I liked him that season.
He was awesome. I mean, he was a fantastic quarterback, one of the best in the league that year, probably the top five quarterback in the league that year. And they're blowing out the Colts. In Oakland, it's just before the playoffs start, maybe 2 weeks before the playoffs start. And, I mean, they're rolling him out. And it was a play-action pass, I want to say. And he gets rolled up on, and he breaks his ankle, and it ends any chance we have of doing anything in the playoffs. And I'm just wondering, like, I'm pretty sure it was Christmas Eve. Why is he still in the game? Why is he still in the game in a blowout, you know, when he's the freaking franchise quarterback, and he's our only shot at winning a Super Bowl? Now, in this case, who knows if Alabama was going to even make the playoff, right? Like, they still had a lot of help that they would have needed. So, but the point remains, like, you want to be in a position where if you do get the help that you need, that you got your best quarterback and not Mac Jones out there. So, I don't know. I mean, he's won titles.
I feel like some of us are like on this whole, well, we want to buy Saban's, right, because we typically just buy Saban's excuses, and we say, okay, well, we get it, okay, we'll back off. But he absolutely deserves criticism here. Am I missing something? Did he just not just come back from an ankle injury, right, to get him? We talked about how much LSU was spending. They got all the hospitals basically in his dorm room to get him ready for the LSU game off the ankle injury. And are you not still going to be careful? I know he's played since then, but are you not still being super careful so that you've got him for the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Like, what about – it's almost like you've just – completely said, okay, he's 100% recovered from that.
Yep.
And some people even thought, John, that he still looks like he was laboring, still looking like in that Mississippi State game beforehand, that he wasn't getting around the same. And so whether that was a result of a hit he took in that game or that he's not fully recovered from the ankle injury, either way, if you're Nick Saban, aren't you protecting your prized possession that, again, you just had the hospital, damn hospital room in his dorm room?
Yep.
Like, all of a sudden now, it's caution to the wind, and he's out there the full-time in a 35-7 game? Give me a break. I mean, your chances are better preserved for the rest of the season if you've got him. If he's not getting knocked around, you've pulled him already. Again, you're only a couple of weeks removed from him getting back from the ankle injury. So I don't understand all of a sudden, oh, he's good to go. He's as tough as they come. I mean, he was out there hitting, you know, yes, it was 35-7. He's out there getting hit, okay? And so I would have pulled him earlier. This idea that it was just for a two-minute warning, give me a break, that's not more important than having Tua the rest of the season. That game was over, and he should have already been out of the game, period.
Yep.
We don't question Nick enough. I think sometimes we just take his word and his decisions as the gospel. But just the idea, oh, he's still out there for a two-minute drill in a game that was already over. Give me a break. Guy had just gotten back from the ankle injury.
That's true. It's 35-7.
You parted the Red Sea to get him ready for LSU. Give me a break. And now all of a sudden you're laying him out there in a 35-7 game. It's ridiculous. Shouldn't have been out there. Plus, he's got a career to think about as well after Alabama.
Yep. So
period.
It was not a great weekend for Nick Saban. There's no question about that as it relates to Tua. But successful surgery, and you know, now we will all sort of turn our attention to where he goes in the draft.